and roll football on Absolute Radio.
You have successfully downloaded the Rock and Roll Football podcast, so congratulations.
Yeah, well done.
You are a winner.
Yeah, hopefully you've subscribed and so it's appeared automatically. If not, you might as well do that while you're here.
Smash that like button. Leave a five-star review.
Smash that subscribe button. Yeah.
Anything else you want to say like that? I like it when you talk like that.
They do my head. They used to really do my head in YouTubers chatting that sort of stuff, but I don't watch that much of it anymore, thankfully.
Why not?
Moved on. My kids have stopped.
They've grown
well,
up.
Well, we've now put a login onto YouTube on our telly, so Ted doesn't know the passcode.
So he can't watch filth anymore.
So he doesn't watch YouTube anymore.
I bet
he was watching it. Some mad stuff.
Yeah, when Katie's like, what's all this stuff on the laptop? You're like, Ted. Ted, you dirty little. How do you even know about that?
No.
We're going to have to get him a login. He's a filthy little blighter. Yeah.
We're going to have to use parental controls here. I didn't know how far this had got.
What a start.
Outrageous.
Sorry.
Outrageous. Yeah.
Well. So, on today's show, we talk about... Well, that's slightly irrelevant because it is about cleanliness.
Yes.
Dirt of a different kind.
Yeah. We talk about cleanliness a lot.
We talk about leaving things late, but we also talk about doing the dishes. Now, tweet us at R&R Football. Do you think we get our predictions right? And just some other suggestions. Join in during the week.
Other parts of the world of celebrities that we haven't perhaps explored. Yeah, because we did quite a lot of actors and soap stars and stuff, but there are other types. We didn't do any politicians, did we? I mean,
we'll chuck a few in.
Yeah, okay, good, yeah. But you can enjoy the show anyway, so thanks for downloading it.
Enjoy.
Brace yourselves. It's time for the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
Big drama in League Two, Dyson.
Yeah, very exciting. Grimsby Town were 2-0 down at home to
Grimsby
MK
Town
Dons.
Were 2-0 down.
Yeah, and suddenly they scored two goals in the space of about 5 minutes, and it's 2-2.
And it's Cabby who scored both of them, or Cabler. My eyesight's going a bit, you know.
Yeah, Cabbier. Yeah, well, it's the screen is very small and blurry that we have in the studio, to be fair. I might need to put my readers on, actually. Yeah,
small and blurry. Right. That's a double act nickname.
Yes, it is.
I'm small and he's blurry. Together we are small and blurry. Well, which one are you?
I'm not sure, both, I think.
I think you're blurry.
I am blurry, yeah. Yeah, I suppose I'm quite blurry. You can be small then.
I'll be small.
Okay,
you be blurry.
Okay, lovely.
Here's Blurry with a preview of today's Premier League action.
Yes, the end of dry January is almost upon us. The tax deadline is looming over us. The transfer window deadline, I can't speak, is fast approaching.
It's
been extended
blurry.
To Monday this year as the 31st falls on a weekend, so there's still time for those last-minute faxes to be sent in the only industry that still uses the antiquated piece of technology. What a day it is as we exit the longest feeling month of the year. Let's all celebrate by paying our tax bills, responsibly consuming alcohol again, and buying expensive footballers. And listen to air horns as goals go in, mixed with a playlist of classic indie rock anthems and modern hits from the likes of Somber and Djo. There's something here for everyone. And we have a trio of 3 o'clock kickoffs to look forward to in the Premier League. Why Leeds at home to Arsenal wasn't earmarked for TV, I do not know. A resurgent recently promoted fallen Yorkshire giant in decent form under that funny little Farker, Daniel Farker to give him his full name, long hair tucked behind his beefy tabs and getting the best out of his boys again at the Fortress Elland Road against an Arsenal team doing their annual wobble, fresh from losing 3-2 at home to Carrick's reborn Red Devils last weekend. The Gunners really need to win today to maintain their lead. They battered Leeds 5-0 in the home game back in August, but this could be a lot more tense. Everton are also in action after the sad news that Jack Grealish has been ruled out for the rest of the season. Poor Jack, our bubba, our boo-boo. He's fractured a bone in his foot. So the huge calves will be rested on the treatment table for the next few months. The Toffees are away at Brighton this afternoon, hoping to swipe some points on the Amex. And rock bottom Wolves are playing as well, having looked a bit better in recent months. Bournemouth travel to Molineux, but will the Cherries be macerated in the West Midlands Moulinex, or will they remain intact to complement the icing on Ariola's Basque cheesecake. It comes in a week where Cole Palmer has officially trademarked his cold-shouldered celebration. He's created a logo that features an interlocking C and P that form the shape of what he does when he scores, like he's trying to warm up on a cold day. When he what a thing to trademark. Has the game gone? Should he have trademarked having jam sandwiches on a meal deal like a baby, or the phrase "Prem soon come"? He should have trademarked that. A mantra for meditation, if ever there was one.
Oh, Dyson!
Prem soon come.
It felt like the wheels were coming off there.
They really did. They came off quite early. I managed to put them on, and then they came off again at the end. So, yeah, I think we might need to pull into the hard shoulder now.
But you're allowed to make mistakes today.
Ah, yes.
Because it's your birthday.
It is, 40. Yes, it is.
Happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
And the worst thing is, I forgot.
This is very rare for you. I'm actually shocked that you forgot. You did buy me a little chocolate cake, though, so...
I buy you that every week, then.
Yeah, you do.
I guess if you add all the ones I get you all year...
If I put a candle in that, it's fine, yeah.
So that would create one big birthday cake.
It would
cake.
Be one massive birthday cake. So, yeah, thank you.
I've just given you your birthday cake in instalments.
Yeah.
like a good parent.
Yeah.
Well, it's a very special day today. Happy birthday to Matt Dyson.
Thank you very much.
Do you want to reveal how old you are?
The big 4'9".
The big 4'9".
Yeah, mate.
So you're old. Into your 50th year?
Yeah, that's a bad negative way of putting it. I'm in my last year of my
40s. Okay, you're into your 50th
year. I prefer the last year of my 40s.
Into your 50th year.
Into my 50th
into
year.
Into your fifth decade.
No. Yeah, but don't worry about the birthday present, 40, because you gave me the best present a guy could ever have.
I beg your pardon.
Yeah.
I don't remember that. I mean, I'd had a couple of beers. I don't remember getting home.
You gave me the phone number of Ian Wone. That's what you gave me.
I did.
Also,
I should make it clear, he consented to that.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did consent.
I didn't just like pass on Forest numbers as gifts.
The Thursday night was amazing. What an evening me and my brother had, right? So it turns out Ian Wone has listened to Absolute Radio for years.
But I've told you this.
He listens
every
on Saturday.
Every time I see him, he's like, where's Dyson? Where's Dyson? I'm like, why is this Forest 90s icon? Well, I know why.
Yeah.
But he is genuinely a fan of yours.
Him and Daichi listen a lot on Saturdays when they're not working, which is mind-boggling. And then he listens to the breakfast show in the week. I couldn't believe it. And he is the nicest man. He invited us into the inner sanctum of the training ground, which is amazing just to look around in there. And we were like sat in the sort of chill out area, played a bit of darts, sat on the couches. Well, Ian Wone made us a cup of tea.
Oh,
me and my brother George were there in a nice Forest cup. And it's like all the players just pop by, they all shake hands, you come over and shake your hand. I was touched by Jesus.
Whoa.
Igor, that is. He walks on the Trent. We said hello to him, got a picture with him.
And Milenkovic.
Milenkovic. I shook the hand of a Golden Glove winner. Matt Sells shook his hand. It was fascinating.
Whoa.
Just to look around and meet them all. And it was quite interesting because they'd just been given some new suits by Marinakis, our Greek owner. He wants them to have the same suits as the ones Olympiacos wear. And they're like these grey designer Italian suits.
They're so cool.
They look nice. They look very nice. But Sells was about to eat his dinner, so he came and he's telling Wayne, I've got the trousers on, but I'm wearing an old T-shirt because I don't want to spill food down my new suit.
There you go.
Yeah, which is just...
He doesn't like spill
nice
anything. He's a goalkeeper.
He doesn't like spillages. He hates spillages.
You'd be really worried, wouldn't you? If you're just about to play a big game and your goalie was spilling everything, you'd be like, oh. You got coffee or you got spaghetti.
Getty
hoops all in your lap, Matt.
He can't abide any spillages. It was amazing. And Ian's such a nice man, right?
Ian.
We were about
to
go.
Ian
Wone.
Yeah, played Forest
the 90s. Wone, right? He used to be on the... I had his poster on my wall as a child when he was in the 90s. He was one of the best left foots this country's ever produced.
100%
should have played for England. How he didn't, I don't understand.
Totally agree.
And then we'd been there for about an hour just sort of hanging around. And we were like, we better probably go soon. I don't want to stay away. Welcome. Wone says, oh, I'll give you a lift to the pub if you want.
What?
Yeah, yeah.
He drove you to the pub?
I'm driving up to the ground. So we got in his Mercedes. He dropped us off at the pub.
Which pub?
At the Trent Nav.
Great pub.
Yeah,
Cobbs
so
on
nice.
The bar.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's amazing.
Big
so
shed out the back.
He dropped us right off outside. Ian Wone dropping us off at the pub. It was dreamlike.
God.
So, yeah, you gave me that, so thank you.
That's like every boy's fantasy.
It was
that's something else. But that, mainly.
Yes. Thank you.
Happy birthday, mate. Matt Dyson's birthday special, Rock and Roll Football Today. Are you doing anything special tonight for your birthday?
I'll be going out for a meal with Katie, yeah, once I get back. Yeah, it'll be nice. Some sort of a little restaurant down by in the old town in Hastings.
Like the old town?
It's like a sort of fusion of like Indonesian, Indian, lots of different influences. Very nice, very nice, yeah.
Okay, have you been there before?
Yeah, it's really good, really good place.
And what will you have?
Don't know till I get there. They do a really nice fried chicken, though.
Nice.
I think I'll be having that.
Fried chicken?
Fried chicken, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That doesn't really sound... I mean, sold it as like this exotic place. You're basically just going to have KFC.
It's not KFC.
Got the gravy with it.
No, it's got like...
Where's my beans?
A sort of peanut sauce or something.
Satay,
yeah. Not quite satay, but yeah, some sort of peanut type thing. It's very nice. It's amazing.
And what will you pair that with?
They have some unusual beers, so I'll pair it with a sort of a Mauritian lager.
Mauritian
lager, very nice, yeah. And I'll be wearing my new Green Forest jumper. My daughters bought me this. I don't even know if they know about the legacy of Brian Clough, but they bought me a Green Forest jumper.
It's beautiful. Exactly like the one Cloughy used to wear. You're wearing it with pride today.
Yes, exactly.
Big happy birthday to Matt Dyson from all of the Bauer Media family.
Thank you.
It's time for our roundup of the best clips from the week. These are clips that you may have seen going viral on social media in the world of sport. It's clipbait. Without question, the best clip of the week, arguably of the year, came from Europe this week when the Benfica goalkeeper scores in the last minute of added on time against Real Madrid to send them through to the knockout stages of the Champions League. But different broadcasters covered it differently. This from TNT is how you meant to cover it.
It's all or nothing. It's elimination or glory. Arsenal takes Trubin! The last stand in this Champions League opening phase. The goalkeeper plants his header beyond one of the best stoppers in the business.
That's how you meant to cover it.
Oh, it's amazing.
This is how Paul Merson covered it.
Merson, you've just watched it. What are you saying? They must move up because the goalie come up. They're 3-2 up. So they must have needed a goal.
Yeah.
They must have needed a goal. Otherwise, why would the goalie come up?
You're winning 3-2. Goal difference.
Goal difference. He's got to go in.
They must go up.
They're getting mad, the Benfica players. And Mourinho.
They're going mad. Actually, I think that is the way to cover it.
It was so weird. They didn't know about it.
They must have needed a goal.
They didn't know what was going on. It's so sad to see Sky Sports talking about games where they can't show the footage. Just watching screens with nothing, no goals at all and not knowing what's going on. They make Mark Goldbridge look professional, don't they?
But then we're watching them.
And we're watching them.
We can't watch it. We're watching them and they can't watch it. And they're telling us.
It's mad, isn't it? Absolutely mad state of affairs.
Wayne Rooney this week was talking about what life was like back at Manchester United back in the day and what nicknames they had when they were gaming.
There was the time when we used to play on the PSP, the army game, and we all used to have our own different names. So Rio's name was Brap. Dan Fletcher was Haywire, not from Prison Break.
Okay.
One was Cobra. So we all had different names, which then actually we ended up calling each other them names.
Well. Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, on the pitch?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Also, you shouted Brap at Rio. The opposition must have been like, what? What were you called then?
My man was Fatty.
So honest.
Mine was Fatty.
Mine was Fatty. I mean, what else is it going to be? We could all guess
Wayne.
That.
Oh, I love it.
We could have paused it then, done a text that everyone would have got it right.
What was Rooney's nickname? Brap and Fatty. Oh, that is amazing. Golden stuff.
That was my stoma, forgive me. That'd be mine. Keir Starmer was interviewed this week.
Oh.
By someone. Some upstart.
Some young upstart.
And when you get the chance to interview the Prime Minister, you have to ask them about football, and I had to ask him about Nottingham Forest.
We're obviously at a different end of the league to Arsenal. Is there anything Parliament can do to prevent us getting relegated?
Some sort of emergency legislation. I don't think you're going to get relegated, by the way. I have complete faith in Forest. I really don't think you're going to get relegated. I think you're too good for that.
Oh, man. I think you're right.
Good.
I think you're right.
Good win at the weekend.
Brilliant win at the weekend.
Yeah. I like Forest. I've always liked Forest.
Oh, what a quote you got out of the Prime Minister there. I like Forrest. I've always liked Forrest.
But also, seeming to confirm that he would consider emergency legislation.
He would consider it, yeah. Is that, I wouldn't give up on it.
The awesome power of the state.
That is amazing. I can't believe. I can't believe on the podcast, which you should all listen to, by the way, the version of that interview, Keir Starmer starts doing Fordy's impression of himself back to Fordy. I can't believe how far we've come.
It was a bit...
He's doing Metropolitan Police.
The Metropolitan Police.
He can't say that now professionally as the Prime Minister, can he? He can't mention the Metropolitan Police ever again.
Basically has to like try and avoid it as a phrase because reminds him of that impression. But if you would like to listen to that interview in full, it's on The Political Party with Matt Ford, available wherever you get your podcasts. But I had to ask him about Forrest.
Yes.
Too big a deal.
Yeah, it was amazing. And you got him to wear the aviator sunglasses on the...
So go to our social media if you want to see it. Obviously, Macron had worn those aviators at Davos.
Yeah.
And I knew I was interviewing Starmer, so I just bought some cheap aviators off Amazon.
Yeah.
I was like, I'll just hand them out. So I didn't warn
him. Still got them.
Yeah, he's
got them to China with him.
He took them to China with him. Because they were probably made there. He was just returning them home.
Matt, and you. Rock and roll football. Kicking you into shape. It's the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
Some final scores in the Championship and League One, Dyson.
Yes, it stayed as it was, basically. Charlton winning 2-0 away at 10-man Leicester City this afternoon. Wrexham winning 1-0 at Sheffield Wednesday, and Southampton getting a 2-0 victory at Stoke.
Big early games. Wrexham. Could they get promoted again? Could they be in the Premier League next season? They're into the playoffs.
Yeah, they've climbed up into the playoff spot now. Stoke were up the top of the table at the sort of end of the year, weren't they? But now they're really dropped right back down into mid-table now, unfortunately. But yeah, Wrexham would be exciting, wouldn't it, I suppose?
It would. It would. So yes, we were talking about interviewing the Prime Minister over the week. He was a surprise guest on my podcast.
Serving Prime Minister on your
serving.
Podcast. It's amazing. What a coup.
It was cool. And then, obviously, because he's done the aviators thing, Macron then replies on TikTok.
Yeah.
Because it's like taking the mick out of him.
Yeah.
And then it's just like, the global news coverage has been unbelievable.
So
front
Macron
page of the Daily Times.
Macron is responding to your podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Crazy.
And did he wear them because he got something slightly wrong with his eyes or something?
That's the...
Because he was wearing them inside.
But aviators.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's
the fact that you're like, other forms of sunglasses might have been more subtle.
But he looks good in them, though, doesn't
he? He looks cool.
He looked cool.
French people are so cool.
Yeah, it's different for them, isn't it?
Where do we rank? Are the Brits cool?
Sometimes. I think the music-wise, you know, our
rock
musicians
roll,
are pretty
punk,
cool, aren't they?
Britpop.
I don't know if our politicians are cool, but possibly not, really. But,
the odd one.
Yeah, occasionally. Try to think of some. Yeah.
Yeah, we can't... none immediately come to mind.
No, yeah. Their politicians are cooler, certainly. Their farmers are cooler in France, aren't they?
Why are their farmers cooler?
They're always protesting and stuff, aren't they? They don't take anything. They always go out and...
Yeah, our farmers occasionally protest against the farm tax,
recently,
fuel duty.
They are getting cooler, yeah. I suppose
Farmers for Action, you remember all that?
Yeah.
The fuel duty. God.
Yeah.
Mad how cheap petrol was back then as well.
Oh, yeah. What a time.
Where are the protests now? I don't want to incite them.
But yeah, I'd say French are generally.
Why
cooler,
have you got such a soft spot for French farmers? Where's this come from?
I was just trying to think of French.
What weird exchange program are you on? Went over there at 12, fell in love with a French farmer. No, that's something. You know what I mean? 16.
I've never met a French farmer.
Head turned by the French. You never met one.
No,
and here you are,
one.
Lobbying on their behalf, talking down the British agri sector.
Oh, no, don't.
Why do you hate our farmers?
I don't want beef with our farmers. I've got
what
no
do you want,
problem
lamb
with
chicken? All of the 3 o'clock kickoffs are now underway. All of them 0-0.
Yes, we do have an early Scotland goal there in the SPL. Motherwell 1-0 up at Livingston. A goal after just 5 minutes there.
Wow, big early start up there. It's Brighton 0, Everton 0, Leeds and Arsenal is 0-0, Wolves and Bournemouth 0-0, Chelsea West Ham is at 5:30,
yes.
Liverpool Newcastle at 8 p.m.
What an exciting 8 o'clock kickoff that is, prime time. It's going to be another 4-3, isn't it? A classic on
One of the greatest Premier League games ever.
Yeah, they're always good. Liverpool Newcastle, something special about that fixture, isn't there?
Last year's League Cup final.
Yes.
It's always a Titanic
good.
Clash.
Always
now,
good.
Last week you were in here, you were lurgied up. We had to try and socially distance.
Yeah, we had to.
What's the latest on your health?
The lurky's gone. But my wife Katie now has it. So, but you, luckily, you and Will haven't got it. So I think our social distancing worked.
Because I thought about this. You could have given it to me. Mm. I could have given it to the Prime Minister. He could have taken it to China.
Yeah.
I mean, wow. God forbid everyone in China gets the cold. Remember what happened last time.
Yeah, we could have had a pandemic on the cards.
Could have had reverse COVID.
All because of me. All because of a lad in Ted's primary school class.
Imagine.
had the sniffles one day.
Lad in Ted's class ate a bat and then it just went round. Funny old diet they have down there.
Yeah,
he
shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have done that in school. It was weird.
So how long did you have the lurgy for after last Saturday?
Oh, it was, the weekend was the intense period. I was sort of getting over it, but I'm still feeling the aftermath of it now, but not in a bad way.
You've got long lurgy.
Yeah, yeah, I've got long lurgy.
He's got long lurgy. Yeah, Dyson's got a long lurgy.
He's got a long...
Doesn't look the sort.
Pardon. Yeah, no, but I'm fine. I'm fine now. I'm over.
Do you know what? I eat ginger every morning. I have my breakfast, so I have fruit and yogurt in a bowl, and I just chop up some raw ginger and have it on the side. And I'm convinced that helps.
Do you peel it? Do you peel the ginger?
Yeah, I chop it. I chop the skin off.
Isn't that quite fibrous, isn't it, to chew?
Yeah,
on?
It is, yeah. It's quite
prickly.
Do you chew
it like a sweet?
Well, I chew it like you chew food.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, but look.
Is that the only thing you chew? Everything else? You're not on solids yet.
I only just chew sweets.
Just on breast milk and sweets.
Soup and sweets, that's all I eat. No, what I mean is, it's so fibrous, it's like a chewy mush in your mouth, isn't it?
Yeah, but you just...
And you have to swallow it like Bevo. Like,
like what?
Like that influencer, Bevo.
Like, oh, swallows that guy! Food. Yeah. Tastes like beavers.
It just swallows it down.
For those of you who aren't familiar with this guy, he's a lad who made his name online by just eating food but not chewing it.
Yeah, he's fascinating. He's fascinating.
He's idiotic.
Just swallows like whole sausages, yeah.
Hostages?
Sausages.
Goal in the championship, Dyson.
Yes, it's an important one. Middlesbrough 1-0 up at home to Norwich City. Ooh. Closing the gap on Coventry as it stands to 1 point.
Wow.
Coventry also in action, but they're drawing 0-0 at QPR at this very moment in time.
They've both got a few points clear on Ipswich, though.
They have,
in
third. Yeah.
So they're both fairly comfortable in automatic, but the games come thick and fast
they
in the
do.
Championship.
It's such a tough league to get out of, isn't it? It really is.
That would be a better double act name, thick and fast. I'm thick and he's fast.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, we could go with that
rather
one.
Rather than short
also
and
another,
wobbly or what we do.
Premiership goals in Scotland. Kilmarnock now 2-0 up against Aberdeen. Two early goals for Killy in that game. Motherwell still 1-0 up at Livingston.
Now, we were talking earlier about the Benfica goalkeeper scoring that last-minute goal to get them through to the knockout stages of the Champions League. A phenomenal drama. They needed that extra goal, and it's the goalie that scores it in the last minute. I mean, memories of Jimmy Glass and Carlisle United.
Yeah.
When a goalie scores the goal that keeps them in the Football League. Absolutely incredible.
Last kick of the game. It's amazing, isn't it?
But what do you leave to the last minute?
Oh, yeah.
Text us on 8-12-15. Dyson, are you a last minute kind of guy?
I quite like the thrill of a last minute deadline. Yeah, I quite like the pressure it puts on you. Yeah. So I paid my tax this morning on the deadline day. I'm like, I'm not paying it early. I'll leave it right to the last minute. Thank you, HMRC.
Say that, Rach.
I used to quite like doing essays. You know, when you're at uni, you have to do like a big essay or a huge thesis or something to hand in, and I pull an all-nighter. I quite found that quite energising and exciting to do that, stay up all night.
I pay my tax sort of early January.
Do you?
I'm always worried that I'm going to forget.
You're an early guy, though, aren't you? Very prompt, aren't you?
Premature.
Yeah,
I
didn't mean in that sense. Honestly.
I didn't mean in that sense. I'm saying sometimes I'm just too early.
No,
I'm always early.
You're always on time, aren't you?
Always.
Always early, in fact. Yeah, you are.
I hate being late.
No, you're never late. You're never late. I imagine you would always get things done. Like, when you were doing work at school, what were you like, straight onto the teacher's desk?
Middling.
Off,
I'd say middling.
Yeah.
I would never do it straight away, but I'm punctual. I mean, now, there is something about... It's not that I deliberately leave stuff late, but I just think more ideas come to you the later you leave it. When I'm writing an Edinburgh show.
That's when the inspiration hits.
That's when the inspiration hits.
When you have to get it. And the pressure's on. Yeah. Like, that's when it comes. I think
definitely
that does
leave.
Work.
I leave chores to the last minute.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Always. Yeah.
We've got this. We get condensation on our windows. We've got one of these Karcher It's like a window hoover. It hoovers up the condensate.
Does it? Oh,
it's amazing.
Good. Yeah, yeah.
But you've got to go around the whole
flat. Have you got a dehumidifier as well, or you can get that?
I've got those like little ones that you put in the corner.
Yeah, okay. I know the ones you mean.
Just like the little plastic things.
Yes,
then...
it's like a sponge that sort of sucks.
And why are we talking about this most boring radio ever? I've got a little dehumidifier. I don't know how that happened. I'm
wow,
so sorry,
yes,
Britain.
But you, so you just, it's like a little squeegee, but it sucks the water in.
Yeah, it's like a hoover, then you empty the... Hopper.
Wow. And you, what, you always do that to the last minute, to the windows covered in liquid?
Well, I need to do it before I leave the house, but it's like the last, right. I'm like, I've got to have my breakfast first, I've got to get the energy up.
Or if you've got people coming to stay and you need to tidy up always, it's a last minute panic, isn't it? Oh, get the hoovering done, oh no. But it's, you know, it keeps you alive, keeps life exciting.
Hoovering?
Yeah, last minute hoovering, yeah.
Last minute.
I live for it.
What do you leave to the last minute? Text us on 81215. Big goals in the Premier League. Dyson.
Yes, Arsenal are 1-0 up at Leeds United. Zubimendi with the goal for the Gunners. And another goal in the Premier League of note that's just gone in for Bournemouth. They're 1-0 up at struggling Wolves. Junior Croupier has scored the goal.
Croupier?
Junior Croupier. Yeah, he's just started working in the casino. So, you know, hopefully he'll get up to senior level at some point. Yeah.
The only 0-0 then today, Brighton against Everton in the Premier League. Very rare you get a 0-0. Chelsea West Ham kicks off at 5:30 and Liverpool Newcastle later today at 8 o'clock. So, what do you leave to the last minute? Benfica left it right to the last minute to get through to the knockout stages of the Champions League. Lee says, like Dyson, I always leave my tax return to the last few days of January. 2 years ago, on the 28th of January, I collapsed at work with a burst appendix. I was rushed into hospital and spent 4 days in there missing the deadline.
Oh, no.
Were they sympathetic? No.
No, they weren't.
That's why you got to do it early, just in case.
Just in case something like that happens. Yeah, but like, yeah, that's a valid reason for missing the deadline from Lee. They have zero sympathy with anything.
But you had months until then.
Yeah, I know. But he didn't know it was going to happen. He didn't know his appendix was going to burst out of the blue.
Exactly. So if you don't, because life is unpredictable.
Yeah, I suppose.
Get your business done early.
I suppose you're right, Fordy.
Then it's not hanging over you, is it?
Yeah, yeah, that's true. That is a good thing, to get something out when it's hanging over your head.
What do you like with the dishes?
I have had to become more proactive. I used to be a kind of...
slob.
Leave, they'll be all right till the morning.
On to
soak. I put stuff on to soak. You know, like if it's a big roasting pan after a Sunday dinner.
Fair
dues. Put it on to soak.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
No, I'm not. No, Katie's sorted me out in that respect. She's really, made me just do stuff straight away.
And was it an ultimatum issued?
No, an ultimatum. Just like, I think maybe it's time to stop being a slob now. And start up in your game. So
you're 49.
Straight out of there. Dishwasher. Bish bosh.
Bish!
That's
Big John. If you're not familiar with the Bosch father, Google him. He's right up our street, isn't he?
Oh yeah, I love the Big Bosch man.
Do you think he does his dishes?
Yes, I think he is.
I think he is.
He's a good guy.
I think he just likes getting stuff done.
The other Bosch boy, the mattress seller, he doesn't do his own dishes. No way.
Let's just slag people off. Who do you think does?
Who does the dishes?
Which celebrities do you think don't do the dishes? Text us on 81215. Big goals in the Premier League, Dyson.
A second for Arsenal at Elland Road. A Carl Darlow own goal, putting them 2-0 up at Leeds.
Massive, absolutely massive, because if it stays like that and Forest win tomorrow, we leapfrog Leeds.
Yeah.
We'd go level with Palace on points.
Yes.
We'd be 16th.
It would be big, wouldn't it?
Oh, man. Right. You must have, on Thursday night, I watched little bits backstage at Dorking Halls.
Oh, did you?
And thank you to everyone who's come to see me on tour this week in Birmingham, in Dorking, in Northampton last night, which was brilliant. But the problem is, when Forest are playing and you've just got the laptop up backstage and trying to catch bits.
Yeah, no, I mean, we looked really good. I mean, Ferenc Varos, I thought they were going to be a bit better than that. They hit the post early on, but then they looked a bit awful after that. It felt like quite an easy level, the Europa.
That's the problem, though. You get into Europe, it takes you 30 years to get back there, and then it's...
And then you go, oh, wait,
easy,
this is really easy. Once you're in it, it's just getting in there, which is the hard part, perhaps.
That's it. It's because the Premier League's really hard. That's what...
Mm.
The Premier League's hard.
Yeah.
The Europa League compared is not as hard.
Yeah, it's nowhere near as hard. It was quite a walk in the park for Forest, to be honest.
In the Forest.
Yeah, and then, then we've got Leeds away on the Friday night as well coming up. And that's going to be absolutely huge.
Text on 8-12-15, which celebrities do you think don't do the dishes? Ryan says, Johnny Vegas does not do the dishes. I think he does.
Yeah.
I think he does.
He gets his little tea monkey to do it, probably, doesn't he?
I'll do dishes. Yeah. You sit there, I'll do dishes.
I reckon he probably does nowadays, yeah.
An anonymous text says, I don't know about the dishes, but Novak Djokovic doesn't do the hoovering.
No, he's probably got cleaners, yeah. Or he's got a Roomba, hasn't he? One of those robotic vacuum cleaners.
Have you got one of them?
No.
You're always an early adopter on the tech.
Am I?
Yeah, you had Sky Glass.
I'd love one of them. I did have Sky Glass, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I did. Also, you had it before everyone else.
I did. I'd love one of those vacuum cleaners. I'm just worried about how my dogs would react to it wandering around. I think Fred would just eat it or start riding around on it and that sort of stuff. You know, I don't think it would
There's only one way to find out. It'd be good viral stuff, that.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I'll
good for your Instagram.
Yeah.
Text 8-12-15, which celebrities do you think don't do the dishes? I'm going to say I don't think Mo Salah does the dishes.
Really? Yeah. Well, that's the thing. I think there isn't a Premier League footballer that will do the dishes.
Yatesy.
Yes.
Ryan Yates. Every Forest player does the dishes.
He's a good, honest lad.
Dyche would only employ men.
Yes.
Got to do the washing up.
Yeah, get marigolds. He gives them marigolds as soon as they arrive at the training ground.
Got to do the washing up.
Basics.
Basics. Big plates, little plates. Big plates, little plates. Big goal in the championship, Dyson.
Yes, Portsmouth have scored a third against West Brom. West Brom having an awful season. They just sacked their manager recently, didn't they? Got a new guy, and then the rot is still there by the looks of it, losing 3-0 at Portsmouth. Both those sides down the lower end of the championship table. Coventry still haven't scored either. At the top end of the championship table, they're still 0-0 at QPR, while Middlesbrough remain 1-0 up at Norwich, at home to Norwich.
In the Premier League, it's still 0-0 Brighton Everton. Leeds 0, Arsenal 2, and Wolves 0, Bournemouth 1. Which celebrity do you think does not do the dishes?
That's the question we're asking.
8-12-15. I've made a list.
Yeah, have you? Oh, nice.
Bill Roach.
Ken's got gout.
I'm saying he doesn't do the dishes.
Yeah, no, I don't think he would. He's a leave to soak kind of guy.
I'm saying Liam Gallagher does do the dishes.
Oh,
I think
he's active, isn't he?
I think he's active. He's up early, I think he's grounded.
Going for a run. Yeah, I think he will.
Kate Winslet, does do the dishes.
Okay. Whereas I think Leonardo DiCaprio screams not doing dishes to me.
On.
You know, her co-star from Titanic, he definitely doesn't.
How about this? Alan Shearer does.
Uh-huh.
Gary Lineker doesn't.
Ooh, controversial. Yes, but I think I agree.
Deck does, Ant doesn't.
Yeah, wow, yeah. I think you're onto something here.
Do you think these are slurs?
No.
Ed Balls doesn't. I'm saying Jonathan Ross does.
Oh, really? Rossi does?
I think Rossi does. I think Claudia Winkleman doesn't. I think Jodie Comer does. These are like classified football results. Claudia Winkleman doesn't do the dishes.
James Alexander Gordon.
Jodie Comer does do the dishes. Oh, that was his name.
Yeah. Yeah, he does. Does, so-and-so doesn't. Oh, amazing delivery. Yeah, but I think you're right on most of them. Hope no one does take us to take legal action against us.
We're just guessing.
I think it lowers our view of them in society as
general. We're just guessing. It doesn't make you a bad person.
No, yeah, exactly. You might have someone to do it for you. Probably have.
Leroy's cousin has been
He's back. We haven't heard from him for ages.
It says, Leroy used to be the vocalist in the Basildon-based drill band Iron Tempo. He always left writing the vocals to the last minute. Their biggest hit, Midfade Dino, was written on the way to the studio in the back of an Uber X share that he happened to split with Dean Gaffney's ex-barber. I also suspect Gaffney does not do the dishes.
Yes. Wellard does, but Gaffney, no.
Wellard would. Someone else says Nick Nolte doesn't do the dishes. Keep them coming in, 8-12-15. Significant goals across the leagues, Dyson.
Yes, Coventry City have finally made the breakthrough at QPR. Josh Eccles has scored, securing their place at the top of the championship table as it stands with Borough 1-0 up against Norwich. Not sure what's happened. Are Ipswich playing at another point this weekend? I think they must be. It's those three vying for the automatic spots in the championship. And an update on on that after we had Stuart from Gillingham on earlier, winning a grand with Virgin Bet. Just checked on the score. His Gillingham have scored one goal, but Bromley, his son's favourite team, have scored four. Bromley absolutely wiping the floor with them. A hat-trick for Ben Thompson. Bromley look amazing this season. They're flying all the way up to League One. Brilliant stuff.
We're talking about celebrities that either do or don't do the dishes.
Yes.
I'm going to give you some names now.
Okay.
And you've got to say does or doesn't okay. do the dishes. Dave Berry.
Does. I know how clean he is.
Sarah Champion.
I think she might put things on to soak occasionally. I think she'd leave stuff to dry on the dryer. She wouldn't necessarily clean away straight away, I don't think.
Claire Sturgis.
Oh, she does, yeah.
Ben Burrell.
Oh, no. Producer Will's definitely saying no. He's too much of a media ponce, isn't he?
He's a lovely guy.
He is a great
Oh, just because he's talented.
I absolutely love him, but yeah. But I don't think he does the dishes.
So what do you think
I
he does?
Because he exists on a sort of higher plane. He doesn't have time to do all that sort of stuff.
Too busy. Man, this is so... Let's do Bush and Richie next. It's all going off Dyson.
Yes, it's a third for Arsenal. Gyökeres is doing his silly goal celebration where he puts a mouth over his face with his hands, a mask, like sort of like that. You know, yeah, you can picture it, can't you?
Oh!
And they're winning 3-0 at Leeds, really tonking Leeds. Brighton have just scored.
Woo!
Pascal Gross, who's gone back there recently, hasn't he? He scored the breakthrough. They're 1-0 up at home to Everton.
Gross has found the net right on tax deadline day.
Beautiful, beautiful. Also, at the other end of the footballing pyramid, Torquay atop of the National League South. They're beating Hornchurch 2-1 away. Amazing news, mainly for producer Will and anyone else out there.
Who does and doesn't do the dishes. Mark in Ware says, I've heard reports that Dean Gaffney washes his dishes in a stream in a forest. If you look on Google Images, there are grainy images of him washing his plates naked in a babbling brook, a little like the grainy images of Sasquatch. It's up to you to decide if it's AI. Back to Absolute Radio presenters. I'm going to give you names. I want you to say if they do or don't do the dishes.
Yeah.
Leona Graham.
She's got a dishwasher, so I think she rarely does it. Does the dishes at the sink, I would say.
Okay. Bush.
Bush is old school dishwasher. He loves a little scouring pad and some fairy liquid. Yes. Bush
Marigolds?
Marigolds, certainly. Oh, no! Coventry are losing. QPR have scored a second. Coventry now losing at QPR. Things could change at the top of the championship table. Carry on.
Danielle Perry.
She doesn't do them. She doesn't do
Why
them.
Not?
No, she just,
Why
I just
not?
Don't think she does. I don't think she does. She's got a lot on. She's very busy. I think she's got...
I think she's a very thorough person. I think she'd do
thorough,
it.
She's thorough, but she's busy.
She strikes me as a details person.
Yeah, possibly. But I don't think she's got time. She hasn't got time to do stuff like dishes. She's got a very clean house, but she uses the dishwasher.
Richie Firth.
Oh, no. I think... Richie's, I think he used to be a non... He's like me. He used to be
a
non-dishwasher. He used to be slovenly, but now he's changed his game. I think he now does do the dishes.
Slovenly?
Stop asking me about my colleagues. It's all right for you. You won't see them in the week. I'll have to come in and face these people up. And they'll say, well, you said I don't wash the dishes, and then I'll get less grief.
But you might have got it right. They might be listening, or they might find out and say, you've absolutely got me bang on. Well, I think people realise you're being put in a situation, being forced, you're being asked for your opinion.
Okay, good.
Is there anyone... Should we stop doing management?
No, definitely not.
Are you ready?
For what?
Ken's got gout.
Oh, it's back.
What a treat.
Oh, it's so good to hear it again. Who was it asking about? Lisa in Suffolk saying, whatever happened to the Ken's got gout goal alert? It's a... Oh,
Ken's gone gout.
I'll tell you, there's someone on X who is posting a picture of me every day in my Ken's Got Gout t-shirt that you bought me once, holding a bottle of port. Doing it every day, they say, until Rock and Roll Football, Matt Ford and the Real Dysonator do what the nation demands and brings back the Ken's Got Gout goal alert. They will be delighted when they hear this.
Well, this...
Ken's Got Gout.
Means that there are goals, Dyson. And news.
Yes, there's big news. We just saw something flash up on the video printer saying Regan Booty has been sent off the Boreham Wood. What an amazing name. Ipswich Town are playing today and they are losing at home to Preston North End. Unbelievable stuff. Their sort of promotion push is falling off the rails a bit. Middlesbrough still 1-0 up against Norwich City. Coventry losing 2-1 at QPR. I can't believe this. Swansea City, Swag City, Snoop Dogg's Club 2-0 up at Watford. Doing very well. Birmingham are 2-0 up at Oxford United. Goals flying in the Championship.
Before we come to what people are having for their dinner while they're watching Match of the Day.
Oh, a late equaliser for Everton at Brighton. We're about 8 minutes into injury time. And a late equaliser for Everton. It's 1-1. It's going to finish. Not sure who scored. It's all over Arsenal. Away at Leeds. Arsenal winning 4-0. Bournemouth winning 2-0 at Wolves as well. Amazing stuff.
Late goals in all those games. Gabriel Jesus on 86. Yes. Scott for Bournemouth in the 91st
minute.
Beto
got the goal for the Toffee men as well. What a point they've rescued.
Pete in Winchester saying he's having chips, double battered sausage, mushy peas and curry
Come
sauce.
Come on. Graham says port and steak for tea. Ken's got gout meal is back on. Yes, everyone's doing it. Port and steak.
Reg in Lowestoft saying he's having some freezer food buffet tonight. Chicken burgers, spring rolls, gyoza and spaghetti hoops.
He keeps his spaghetti hoops in the freezer. He's an animal.
I don't think he keeps those in the freezer. I think he's having those on the... Well, but maybe he does.
Maybe he does. Who knows?
Gary says he's simply having hash browns. We'll be back same time next week for more Premier League drama on Rock and Roll Football.
Rock and Roll Football. Podcast done.
Well, there you go. Dyson has slandered so many of his colleagues.
I know. It's
and it's all
really
out there on the record.
To see them on Monday morning, so thanks for that. Yeah, can't wait to see them all.
I think Ben Burrell and Sarah Champion and Daniel Perry
is going to have something to say about it. Yeah. So we might have to get an update from him next week. I think he'll give him a right to reply. He's not going to be happy with what I said. I do apologise. I think Ponce was a step too far.
Thank God you didn't repeat it on the podcast.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Oh, don't. Ted. See you next week.